Now on WCHL, a page from D.G. Martin's notebook.
Happy birthday, Virginia Dare. This is North Carolina's most famous missing person, and she just won't go away. One of the main reasons for that is the work of Chatham County's Marjorie Hudson, who's, of course, an award-winning writer and teacher of writing. 10 years after the publication of her widely praised Searching for Virginia Dare, that book is out again. This time, revised to include reports of more travel and research relating to the lost colony. When Hudson moved to North Carolina from the Midwest, she says that she had heard of Virginia Dare, but I really had no idea of the weight and fascination the story would hold for me. Well, most folks who grew up in North Carolina hear about and remember the story of that first child born to English parents in America. Some even remember the date, August 18th, 1587. Happy 426th birthday, Virginia Dare. Well, Virginia Dare and her parents and grandfather were part of that group of colonists on Roanoke Island, you know, sponsored by Sir Walter Raleigh. And Virginia's grandfather, John White, was governor of the small colony. And maybe you've seen the wonderful watercolors of the land and native peoples that still show the world that surrounded little Virginia Dare for the short time she was there. And shortly after Virginia's birth, Governor White returned to England to collect supplies for the colony. Upon his return, 3 years later, all the colonists, including his granddaughter, had disappeared and become what we now call the Lost Colony. Ever since, people have sought to find out what happened to them, hoping to find some happy ending, especially for Virginia, the lost baby girl, the lost child. In searching for Virginia Dare, Hudson collected the facts, the legends, and the speculation about the fate of Virginia and the other colonists. And Hudson became recognized as a kind of go-to person for information about the lost colony. But she says, I knew I wasn't done with this subject. There seems to have been an explosion of new research, and I guess I've been a part of that. I visited Eleanor Dare Stones in Georgia, tracked down Rosebud Faring in Elizabeth City, and I kept up with the developments with recognition of the Lumbee people. I kept tabs on new archaeological finds and research and the Native American identity movement. I also traveled to Rome and uncovered more about the sculpture of Virginia Dare as Venus and her friendship with Nathaniel Hawthorne there. And Hudson continues, I traveled to London and Oxford and was able to handle John White's amazing paintings and maps and Thomas Harriot's published works. Well, so the revised edition of Searching for Virginia Dare contains a lot of good history, but also some of Hudson's fiction and her very personal description of her journeys reads like a memoir. Well, whatever its genre, Searching for Virginia Dare is a gentle and satisfying read, a must for those who care about North Carolina and its first lost child. This is D.G. Martin.